And contradictions queer, and with the laughter on our lips, we wished you there to hear. We said if we could tell it him, how Frederick would the joke enjoy. And so we risked both life and limb to tell it to our boy.
That paradox,
that paradox, that most ingenious paradox, we quips and quibbles heard in flocks, but none to reach that paradox.
A paradox, a most ingenious paradox.
For some ridiculous reason, to which, however, I've no desire to be disloyal, some person in authority, I don't know who, very likely the Astronomer Royal, has decided that, although for such a beastly month as February, 28 days as a rule are plenty, 1 year in every four, his day shall be reckoned as 29. Through some singular coincidence, I shouldn't be surprised if it were owing to the agency of an ill-natured fairy. You are the victim of this clumsy arrangement, having been born in leap year on the 29th of February. And so, by a simple arithmetical process, you'll easily discover that though you've lived 21 years, yet if we go by birthdays, you're only 5 and a little bit over.
Dear me, let's see. Yes, yes, with yours my figures do agree. How quaint the ways of paradox, at common sense she gaily mocks, though counting in the usual way, years 21 I've been alive, yet reckoning by my natal day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I am a little boy of 5.
He is a little boy of 5.
A paradox, a most ingenious paradox. A paradox, a curious paradox.